Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Saturday night and the moon is out. I want to head on over to the Twist and Shout. Find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm going to find my feet.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The singer-songwriter Mary Chapin Carpenter has walked the fine line between country and folk music for more than 20 years. At the dawn of the 90s, she got our feet stomping with this hit on the country charts, called Down at the Twist and Shout. Grammys and other country hits would follow. Her recent work has explored her folk roots, and her new album explores her recent brush with death.
I travel. I traveled so far.
The new album is called The Age of Miracles. It was inspired by her own life, as well as Ernest Hemingway's first wife and a Chinese soldier in Tiananmen Square. The album brings Mary Chapin Carpenter to our studio. Mary Chapin, welcome.
Hi.
So this album has a rather thought-provoking title, The Age of Miracles. Was there a particular miracle that you had in mind?
No, I wasn't really thinking of it as something that would be, you know, the term miracle in a religious sense or anything like that, but rather the idea that in the minutiae of every day, the inspiration and the connections and the places from which you draw strength and courage and confidence and love and all of those things, they're all around you. And at times when you feel most disconnected, when you are able to find those things, it does feel something like a miracle to you.
Hmm. Well, you had a pulmonary embolism a couple of years back, and,
yes.
And you know, that experience must have impacted the creation of this record in some way.
Yeah, I was on tour and about to start promoting my last record, The Calling, and I got sick and the PE happened and it was terrifying and I had to torpedo everything I was doing and stop working and I didn't really know when I was going to get back to everything. And I certainly didn't expect to feel the sense of the loss of purpose and identity and all the things that I did feel for a long time after that. You know, when you're all of a sudden kind of have a lot of time on your hands and you're sitting there and you're not sure really what you do anymore.
Mm.
And I didn't expect any of that. And there it was. And it was a real process to try to work through it. And writing the songs for this record was a big part of that process.
So for a while, you're simply Mary Chapin Carpenter recovering from, you know, a major scare.
Yeah.
Does getting back into the singing and songwriting, is that part of sort of recapturing identity for you?
Oh, I think that's absolutely right. And to be going back on the road this summer for the first time, it feels very celebratory in that way.
Now, the album cover, you know, it's a woman behind the wheel.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of traveling being done in this record.
Well, the beautiful illustration for the cover, that's an extraordinary artist. His name is Laszlo Kabinyi, and I found his work in The New Yorker. And I just loved what he did, and I called him up, and I just asked him if he'd consider doing it. And at the time, we didn't have any tracks. We didn't have anything to play him, just had lyrics. And so I sent him a lot of the lyrics, and this is the picture he came up with. And so in other words, you know, he didn't necessarily have a sense of the whole, but this was the picture he came up with, and I love it.
So he did tap into something that was there, was lurking even when the songs themselves hadn't
been
finished.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Mary Chapin Carpenter. The new album came out on Tuesday. It is called The Age of Miracles. And it always seemed you had a sort of uncomfortable relationship with being termed a country artist anyway.
You think so? I wasn't uncomfortable. From New Jersey? What?
From New Jersey, yes. but you know, you've sort of been exploring more, you know, a kind of a folk idiom, it seems.
Well, you know, the way I always felt about it was that I was always I consider myself a, you know, a singer-songwriter, acoustic-oriented musician, but at the time that I found myself in Nashville or signed to a label in Nashville, it really was a time when there was a lot of different people sort of gravitating to that place. They were signing a lot of different artists whose CV wouldn't necessarily be, you know, thought of as a country artist, and there was people, there were people there that until I landed there that I didn't really realize, but I found myself so drawn to the work of, you know, Guy Clark and Lyle Lovett and Steve Earle and Joe Ely and Rodney Crowell and people like that who really took a very literary and detail-oriented approach to writing, almost mystical in a way. Mm. And I felt very drawn to it.
Do you think that was just like there was a moment where someone in Nashville said, hey, let's open the doors and see what comes in, and has that moment now passed?
Well, a friend of mine who spent a lot of time down there used to say, it's as if there was like a door and a green light above the door, and all of a sudden the light went on and the door opened and things happened and people were able to walk through. And then the way we all know how cyclical everything is, and it just moved on to something else. But for the period of time that I think of it as that I sort of found a little corner to exist in while I was there, it was extraordinary, and I'm forever grateful.
Mary Chapin Carpenter is my guest on Soundcheck, and if people are going to find something country-ish on the new record, it's probably this tune called I Put My Ring Back On.
Where fate comes from, but last night I put my ring back on. 'Cause here with you is where I belong. Last night I put my ring back on. No life's without uncertainty. We both know how hard this love can be. It's just this hurting inside of me that threw it down. Knows where hope comes from. Last night I put my ring back on. 'Cause here with you is where I belong. Last night I put my ring back on. We can't speak like lovers we used to be. We can't change ancient history. And love wounds with such simplicity, and I threw it down.
The song is called I Put My Ring Back On from Mary Chapin Carpenter. Mary Chapin, is this from the new album, The Age of Miracles. Does this look back to the 1993 song, you know, your hit, He Thinks He'll Keep Her? I mean, is...
Oh, I don't know if it does. It's just, you know, a vignette of life. You know, we all have our moments in marriage and,
well,
you know...
And is this from your life? Because there are many other lives whose stories we hear from.
Yes. No, I admit I have thrown my ring a time or two. I've thrown it. It's a real life story.
We're speaking with Mary Chapin Carpenter, who tells us little vignettes from other life stories. For example, Hemingway's first wife.
Right.
What about her story attracted you?
Well, I always thought she was a very mysterious and somewhat shadowy figure. We only really know about her from his memoir, Movable Feast. And I read that in college, loved it, was fascinated by thinking of her, but never knew where to find out more. And then last summer, a new edition came out. Of A Movable Feast. And so I read it again and once again was like, I want to know more about Hadley Richardson. And so, you know, when I was in college in, you know, 100 years ago, there was no such thing as the internet. Hard to believe, kids, but that's true. And but now I could typed in her name, and there were a couple of out of print books that I was able to find about her. And so I just gobbled them up, and I just found her life to be so interesting. And I wanted to know what happened to her clearly after her marriage ended to Hemingway, but you know, it's very romantic. He fell in love with her best friend and married her best friend.
Mm-hmm.
It's a heartbreaking story, but I wanted to write a song from her point of view about those charmed years in Paris.
Might have been a bit of ring tossing going on in that relationship as well. From Mary Chapin Carpenter's album, The Age of Miracles.
We packed up our books and our dishes, our dreams and your worsted wool suits. We sailed on the 8th of December. Farewell, old Hudson River, here comes the sea. And love was as new and as bright and as true when I loved you and you loved me. Two steamer trunks in the carriage, safe arrival, we cabled back home. It was just a few days before Christmas. We filled our stockings with wishes and walked.
Mary Chapin Carpenter, the album is called The Age of Miracles. It came out this week, and it includes this song called Mrs. Hemingway, about Hadley Richardson, who was Ernest Hemingway's first wife. And Mary Chapin, what ended up actually happening to her?
Well, she married a diplomat who she had met in Paris, and they had a very, very happy life afterwards. And she had great affection for Ernest. She didn't see him, I think, maybe once or twice. They had a baby, a son, but she didn't see him much after that, but she always cared very much about him and was very devoted to his life.
And is that why we see a picture of you in Paris?
That is why, yes. I was fresh out of college and backpacking around Europe and standing at the bridge at the Île Saint-Louis and throwing a rose into the sun. And I just thought that would be a nice photograph to include in the CD booklet.
The CD is The Age of Miracles by Mary Chapin Carpenter. Now, Hadley Richardson is not the only, quote-unquote, real-life person that you've written about. The story of Tiananmen Square, we know the one guy stopping the line of tanks, but there are many, many other stories.
Absolutely.
Tell us the story behind the song For June 1989.
Well, there was in the New York Times last year during the week of the anniversary, they ran a story about an artist, sort of a performance artist there now. And at the time of the Tiananmen Square, he was just a 17-year-old kid from the provinces, rural provinces. His parents had said, you know, you need to earn a living, you need to be a soldier. And he said he wanted to be an artist, but they, you know, wouldn't go for that. He was conscripted into the army. He found himself there not knowing what was happening. They put him in civilian clothes, and him and many others, and sent them out into the square with guns. And he has been haunted by his experience ever since, and he feels that his calling is to bear witness every day in his art to what happened there. But he leads a very strange life in the sense that the authorities, if you will, know that he puts his artwork up on the internet, for example, and they let it stay there for like a day or two, and then they take it off. He lives almost a kind of limbo because on the one hand, he wants to connect and, you know, have purpose with his art, if you will. But at the same time, he doesn't really know if people know that it's there. And that's why the term, you know, goes the lyric about disappearing into the ether. He was a very interesting figure and very tragic to me. And I just was really haunted by his story.
His name is Chen Guang, this former soldier at Tiananmen Square and artist, and the inspiration for Mary Chapin Carpenter's song, For June 1989.
I told them we heard singing first before we reached the square. Arise, the wretched of the earth, fill the air. So many fists clenched to the sky, we couldn't count. Then the sea of weeping washed over the hall. I told them no one saw me, there was no one who would know. I was an army soldier dressed in student's clothes. Between Between the smoke and bonfires, we held our rifles high as the ashes of the banners soared into the sky. Oh, I was 17 that spring. Oh, we were just obeying orders. Oh, I still see everything through the factory's yellow windows.
For June 1989, Mary Chapin Carpenter, from her new album, The Age of Miracles, with all that we were talking about earlier, Mary Chapin, about Nashville and country music and stuff, you did record this album in Nashville.
I did.
What are your feelings about the city, the scene there now?
Oh, well, you know, like everybody in the music business, things have changed a lot. There's not as many studios. There's not a studio on every corner like there used to be. But there are some still wonderful places to work. And we did it kind of old school. Instead of emailing tracks to each other, we were all together in the studio. And it's funny to say it that way, but it doesn't happen that way much anymore. We were very lucky to be able to gather that way. You know, you can pretty much record anywhere you want now. You know, right. Everything's on computers. But we did want to be in a wonderful place, and it just made sense to be there financially and spiritually.
The album is full of tales from your life, from other real lives, and then there is Iceland, which seems not to be so much about the real Iceland, but some kind of Iceland of the mind. Or were you talking about financial collapse and volcanic ash?
No, I wasn't that prescient. I didn't know what was going to befall us, whether it be ashes or ruin. But no, actually the song is about trying to describe as much as I possibly could the sense of dislocation and loss and fear, disconnection that my illness brought upon me. And of course, I wasn't really talking about Iceland, the country, but mm-hmm. this sense of a very foreign place, a dark, a cold, a lonely place. So it's a song of metaphor.
But the embolism is all behind you. You've fully recovered now.
And as far as I know, yes,
back
sir.
In the swing of things, coming
yes.
through town again
yes.
in June.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Chapin Carpenter will be playing at the New York Society for Ethical Culture on June 26th in the concert hall at the New York Society for Ethical Culture at 9 p.m. The album is out now. It's called The Age of Miracles. Mary Chapin, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
When I'm left here on the shore, the ancient basalt moor will beckon me to sleep among its heather. Who's not tempted to fold in so that sleep may come again, where the fire and the ice
Iceland, from Mary Chapin Carpenter's album, The Age of Miracles, wrapping up today's show. Tomorrow, their famous treadmill video made the band OK Go one of the internet's first viral sensations. Now they've had to fight their own record company so you could see their latest video creation online. OK Go plays live in our studio. And British rocker Graham Parker talks about devoting his latest album to imaginary TV themes. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today, John Delore. The program produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatow, and we had help today from Rachel Kowal, Marietta Sinodis, and Daoud Tyler Amin. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time tomorrow for another Soundcheck.